Христа сейчас.
Representatives ended his last regular fall session on Friday with voting on fishing bills covered since it convened on November 27th. However, deputies will be back in the House next week for a special budget session at the request of the government. One of the major bills passed on Friday was the law on the rights of Croatian veterans and their families. The government has set aside 2.7 billion kuna for veterans' benefits. Preparations are underway for visits by two major European leaders, German Chancellor Helmut Kohl and French President Jacques Chirac. President Tudman's chief of staff, Oliver Shadinich, met separately on Friday with German Ambassador Volker Hack and French Ambassador Jean-Jacques Gaillard to discuss the visit. Both ambassadors expressed their country's support for the peaceful reintegration of the Danube Valley and appropriate preparations for local elections in the region. Shadinich said Croatia wants good relations with all its neighbors, but it is strongly against establishing institutional associations with them. Foreign Minister Matej Granic said his visit to South Korea has affirmed good relations between the two countries and has shown a strong interest in trade development. At the end of his visit, Granic said officials had agreed on three major agreements: on investment protection and stimulation, double taxation, and on abolishing visas for diplomats and business people. Major South Korean corporations have shown great interest in specific projects like the construction of a shipping terminal in the Daejeon port, says Granic. Other areas of interest are also road construction, telecommunication systems, and tourism. The Administrative Committee of the Unionist Coalition Refugees focused on the reintegration of the Danube Valley at a meeting on Friday. The Council of Refugees adopted a basic reintegration policy at a conference on December 9th. Refugee Union President Matos Simis told reporters the Administrative Committee completely supports the policy and accepts it as part of the Refugee Union's program. The platform calls for meetings with all government ministers relative to reintegration, more money for reconstruction, and other actions which would get the Union more involved in decisions concerning reintegration.